Blog Talk Radio.
No longer, I'm no longer slave to fear.
because of that, I don't have to walk in fear. I walk in faith. If you're walking in faith, shout hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know that we are called the head and not the tail. You just got to know who you are in the Lord. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're just happy to have each and every one of you all for this awesome review. This review, we'll get into it in a moment. But meanwhile, we want to pray for Pastor Bell, who's on the road. She's traveling. We want to pray for her. And we have some other people that we want to pray for as well. And we will have a word of prayer first, and after we have a word of prayer, then we will get into the review. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we come, Father God, thanking you, first of all, for your word, because it is your word, Father God, that teaches us who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Father, for your word declaring who we are and what we are. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word acknowledging your heart, what your heart desire for us. I thank you, Father God, that you've given us an unlimited righteousness. You've given us the same righteousness that Christ has. I thank you, Father God, that we're living under a righteous covenant. And it's an eternal covenant. It's not a part-time covenant. It's an eternal covenant. I thank you, Father God, it's important that we know our rights. And according to Hebrews 1:3-4 tells us that when Christ had made the great substitute, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged out sin, and sit down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, and he had by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So I thank you, Father God, he could not have been accepted by the Father, being given that seat at the Father's right hand, had unless he had made possible the new creation. So I thank you for the knowledge of the new creation. I thank you, Father God, that Hebrews 9:11-12 tells us that Christ carried his own blood into the heavenly holy of holiness, as it is called, and made an eternal redemption for us. Not a temporary redemption, not nothing to cover us, but eternal redemption. So, but Christ come and high priest of good things to come. And we thank you, Father God, by a great and more and perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. I just thank you for your word, Father God, because it's your word that teaches us that redemption was complete. It was finished, and it was declared, mended. I thank you for it. I glorify you. ask you to please continue to remember the people in Kentucky that's going through. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to remember those that are asking for prayer, seeking prayer, that they have put themselves in agreement with your word. I pray, Father God, for traveling mercy for Pastor Bill at such a time as this. And I ask you, Father God, to allow your spirit to just flow over this broadcast and that someone will hear it. And they'll be glad to hear it. And they'll say, they'll rejoice in it. They'll rejoice in your things. And Father, I ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name. We do pray. Everybody agrees, said amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. But hey, brothers and sisters, I'm excited, man, about this word. You know, we're talking about repositioning ourselves in Christ. Understanding that in repositioning, we'll fight it. That's right. Your spirit, man, has to be where Christ is, and he can't leave there. It is not allowed to dip in and dip out, okay? You get in Christ and you stay there. You allow Christ to be your minister. So these are the things that we're repositioning ourselves in, the things of Christ. So when he tells us to seek those things above where Christ sits, that's because he already have a place for us. We just got to take our place. And part of that, we talked about Monday. We use Ephesians 2, and we said we was going to go through the whole chapter, and maybe we'll do that today, seeing that Pastor's not available. She's flowed with me. That's why I kind of like to use Pastor, because she flowed with me. Not that anybody else can't read, because I've had other people to read, from Evangelist Sharon to Evangelist Renee to Evangelist Ursula, Evangelist Mel. But Pastor just flows with me. So, but however, we're going to do this thing. And we're going to start with Ephesians 2. It says, and you, the first verse also, second chapter, first verse. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Now, I want you to know, brother and sister, they're not talking about when you were there in the world. That's not what he's talking about. I know immediately that's what your mind thinks, but that's not what he's talking about. And I'm going to show you. He's talking about his children, and we were not even his children when we was heathens. We became his children when we gave our life to the Lord. But the thing is that we walked in disobedience. We never would come to this place of knowledge, this place of understanding. So let me finish. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the children of disobedience is not the heathens. His children are people who desire, well, like Romans 10:9-10 says, well, go to the first verse first. Because Paul said, brother, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, his children. He said, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. They're ignorant of God's righteousness and have gone about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. It says Christ is the end of the law. Now, I want y'all to just take that little bit right there and get a great understanding. We establish our own righteousness. We have churches. We have doctrine. That's how men establish their own righteousness. See, the people in the world ain't trying to do that. They building clubs and liquor stores. And so he's not talking about that world. He's talking about the worldly churches that want to walk in disobedience to his truth. They want to form their own religion, their own knowledge of what it is and how it ought to be, rather than taking the word of God and let that be your guideline, truly. Now, y'all, I know some of y'all going to have problems with it, but I'm going to tell you, they search and hunt to try to find scriptures to fit their idealism of what church ought to be about. When it's real plain, man, Christ is the head of the church. But rather than to do that, they allow themselves to say, well, we need to have a church. Joe Willie and them over there got a church. We need to have our own ministry. Then we need to have a bus ministry. We need to have a daycare. They want to copycat everybody instead of going to the word of God and see what God say about the situation. See? Instead of going to the word, they want to go into a building. When Christ is the building, when we are his building, when God is the husband tree, know ye not, 1 Corinthians 6, you are the temple. You don't know that? Then if you know that, then do that and live like that. Because if you don't, it simply means you don't know that. See? So when in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's who it is. People who want to play church and make their own rules and regulations. When I'm telling them day in and day out, Christ is the end of the law, but they don't want to accept it. They still want to feel that guilt, like, man. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are some people that I've heard say, man, I just made myself feel guilty. And the Bible says, now, therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walking not after the flesh, people, but after the Spirit. For the Spirit of the law in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. You've been delivered from that. You don't have to do that. Who told you that? Who told you had to go to church? That would be a lie. The Bible says, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And he makes a distinction there. You got to be able to hear this, man, with your spirit, man. Those people who walk in and want to play church and think that's the only way is to go to church, they missing it. And I'm just going to be honest with you. If you're one of those, let it go, brothers and sisters. Because you're going to learn, I don't know if we're going to get into it today, but next week for sure. Christ abolished the law, man. He did away with it. Speaking of abolish, let's talk about what we're doing here. We are repositioning ourselves, brothers and sisters. That means we're changing the position we were in. We're changing the place that we were in. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're repositioning ourselves. So when you reposition, you change the position. You change where you were. You was going to church, but you don't go now. You know what? Because you became the church. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That ain't real with most people. Most people think you still got to go to church. And they don't know. That's one of the main things the Bible said. Hey, you're under new covenant now. Old things are passed away. But it's only become a reality. It's when you stop struggling with trying to go to church and be the church. spending all that money for clothes and this, that, and the third, so you can go to church instead of getting in the Word of God and be the church. Stop struggling with the idea of going and struggle with the idea of becoming, because that's what God have already decreed and declared that you are. And well, the way you do that, brothers and sisters, when I think about repositioning, I'm thinking about replacing. I'm thinking about displace, relocating. When you reposition, you're relocating. You're removing. I told y'all the other day on Monday, it was Monday or Wednesday anyway, I told you this week, that there's a shift. There's a shift. God is transferring the anointing to the true Christians that are actually in Christ, and not just saying they're in Christ, but they're living it. Simply meaning they have repositioned themselves. Why do you think the Bible said modify the deeds? Why do you think that? So when we reposition ourselves, it's like a I just want to use the right word, because you're actually being transformed, because you're repositioning yourself. For instance, the wood is standing to the right, and I move it to the left. I reposition that. So God, you know, he's accepted you saved, you confess it, and you save here on earth, but he wants you eternally saved. To be eternally saved, you have to reposition yourself. And that's truly in Christ. Not words, but through deeds. So he says in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, he said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, have he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Now, everybody know that part, but you need to back up. Even when we were dead in sin. Well, what that mean? What that mean, preacher? We were dead because of what? Our failures? We were dead because of something that we did? No. David put it best. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You were born dead. How can you be born dead? You were born away from God. So if you're looking at God's perspective, God's saying you were dead. He says, even when you were dead in sin. So you were dead in sin. So sin was a lie. So what did God do? He quickened us. How did he do that? Together with Christ. So don't be trying to tell me, oh, that scripture talking about after a while, over young. No, right now, when Christ was quickening, when he became alive, God had preordained that your spirit be alive with Christ. Now, you have to come to that knowledge to know that. That's why he said over there in Ephesians 4, you had not so much learned Christ if you hadn't come to this knowledge. But he goes on and says how it was done. He says, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You've been made to sit with Christ, man. Keep your seat. Why you don't want to stay in the heavenly sanctuary? That's where he placed you at. That before your eyes became open. See, once your eyes got open, you go like, oh, God. No, man. He has a seat for you right there, right now. But you have to reposition yourself in that place. When you began to tell the Lord, Lord, your word is true, man. When you say in Hebrews 8 that Christ is the minister of the sanctuary, well, that's where I'm going. See, everybody ain't ready for this. He said he is a minister and the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. There is a real, true tabernacle. The other one is just being in vain, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to be real, real honest with y'all. If you still going to church, you're playing church. The real covenant, because God, as far as God is concerned, he dealt away. He did away with that. He did away with it. It went bye-bye. The Bible says Christ abolished this stuff in his flesh. We'll get into that next week. But I want you to know, it's been abolished. It's gone. Done away with. So everything pertaining to that had been done away with it. That's tithing. Tithing was of the law. See, when you reposition yourself, you just got out of that tide room. You ain't even doing that no more. Because it's not what God's calling for at such a time as this. Because the Bible says we are new creatures. And that hasn't become real to a lot of people. A lot of you guys, that's not real. Especially when you don't understand that. See, when they would go to the tabernacle, they went with the blood. Well, I mean, y'all can read this. I tell you where it's at, because over there in the 9th chapter, pardon, 8th chapter too. But in the 9th chapter, when they went to the sanctuary, the Bible says, then verily, the first covenant had also ordinance of a divine service and a worldly sanctuary. So when the Bible talking about worldly, he's talking about worldly sanctuary. He says, for where was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick, and he talks about what was going on. And he says, and there was a veil. And he's trying to explain to us, how the covenant was set up, how the sanctuary was set up. He says, and over the golden arch that stood cherubim angels and the glory of the Lord. So he explained what was going on here on earth. Now he want to take you to heaven and show you this, what we're supposed to be. All of that was just a type of what we're supposed to be living in the spirit. It was a shadow. The Bible said it was just a shadow. Well, listen, brother and sister, the shadow is gone now. Christ did away with that. The Bible says, but into the second where the high priest alone once every year, not without blood now, which he entered for himself and for the errors of the people. We don't deal with that anymore. We don't deal with a preacher taking our blood because we're not taking any up there. That's why I keep trying to tell people, if you're going to live by the Old Testament, live by all of it. Grab you the blood of a bull or a goat or a calf. Grab you some of that. We'll take you the ashes of a heifer. The Bible says, if the blood, and if you understand what it's saying, that's what it was used for the flesh. He says, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled unclean satisfied the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ do when you reposition yourself. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purging your conscience. See, your mindset from your dead works to serve a living God. See, when you really apply the blood of Christ to your life and you make that decision that, you know, hey, I'm going to give it all. I'm going to love the Lord with all my heart, all my strength, all my might, with everything I got, I'm going to love the Lord. Then it's going to become a reality to you. But as long as you're withdrawing, as long as you're holding back, well, he don't mean this, he don't mean that. He means just what he say. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and might. Now, I could right now challenge a lot of people and say, you don't love the Lord with your whole heart. You don't love the Lord with your whole might. And I'll tell you, the answer going to be to me, how you know what I feel. And see, I didn't say nothing about feeling. But they'll take it as I said something about feeling. And I'm saying, I'm talking about loving the Lord. And if all you can see is loving the Lord with the feelings, you really missed the boat. It's a commitment. It's a dedication. This is a decision that you reached. This is knowledge. And they do it feelings. But we must serve a true and living God. And the only way we can do that, brothers and sisters, is to acknowledge that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, not to everybody, but to everyone that believes. Then that challenge your belief. Well, I believe. Well, if you believe, then love him the way the word of God says. You know the word of God tells us how to love God? Yeah. If you love me, keep my word. So when he give you his word, you take it in and run with it. That's what keeping is anyway. He's taking the word of God and running with it. The Bible says, and I just love this, man. You can't get around this, brothers and sisters. And have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When will that become a reality? When will that part become a reality? That he actually did this. This actually been done. See, because of Christ's resurrection, we know that our bodies will also be risen from the dead, according to 1 Corinthians 15, and you read it. But he, and that's how people take that. But he's talking about your spirit. You have another body, not made by hand. Don't worry about this body. Because it will decay. It will go back to the dust. But your spirit man, the hidden man of the heart, which is really you, and you'll operate in another suit. It's just like a rain suit and a cosmos suit or an astronaut suit or race driver suit. You should be the same person regardless of what suit you in. Well, I said that because right now you're in an earthly suit. You're a spiritual being having earthly experience. Uh-huh. And that's just the earth suit. That's all that body is an earth suit. The real person is inside there. It's called the hidden man of the heart. That person inside that body has another body that's not made by hand, eternal unto the glory. But you got to get your spirit prepared for that, or it's not going. See, sometimes you got to get things prepared for certain things. It ain't good to just mix hot with cold. You'd be better off to kind of let it get kind of warm, mix it, especially like, for instance, eggs into milk or if you got something hot, I know that's going to the left a little bit because some of y'all probably don't even cook. But to get this, so you can see what I'm talking about, sometimes you got to kind of mix things together, especially when it comes to your spirit man. Your spirit man got to get ready for that spiritual body. Because you got one. The Bible says that God raised us up together in Christ Jesus, that the age to come, he may show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us as through Christ Jesus. And God wants to do this, man. He wants to show you how much power he... Y'all folks don't even experience the power of God because they hadn't died. You got to die to self first so God can show you what he did when he raised Christ from the dead. Because he did not only raise him from the dead, but he raised your spirit man. And your spirit man going to come alive like never, ever before. And I'm not talking about getting excited. You know, some folks get excited, want to turn over benches. No, I'm talking about in terms of knowledge. You see the reality of this. You see the love of God being shown up, shared. How I know that? Because Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto a good work, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. It's God's decision that you're to go to the heavenly sanctuary. It ain't mine. That's God's decision. He said, remember in time past when you was a Gentile in the flesh who are called uncircumcision? Remember that? To by which he is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hand. He putting us in remembrance of some things here. That at that time ye were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers for the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without hope, God, without hope, God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, who sometime were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's what I'm saying. You get to experience this real transformation. And God wants you to, because he wants you to know his true powers. How even your conscience, God can peel your conscience back. He can iron the wrinkles out of your conscience. Yeah, that you become righteous conscience rather than sin conscience. Well, like I said, we were reviewing, and now we're going to continue to pray for Pastor Bill. She's on the road, so we're going to continue to pray for her. She's listening in, which is a good thing. I want to go to that fourth chapter again of Ephesians, and we'll come back there. The fourth chapter says, well, I wanted to go down, but you get a chance, read all of that. Because that'll tell you where God's taking us to. We got to come to the full measure of the stature of Christ. So since he raised us up together with him, he expects for us to be like him. So how you going to be like Christ when you're doing a man's sanctuary, when Christ has his own sanctuary? When you're telling the Lord, well, I'm going to the man's sanctuary, and God beckoning you to come to his sanctuary. Oh, you know what? There's a scripture deeper than that. Because he says in John 15:7, abide in my word and my word abide in you. You live in my word, let my word live in you. I'm going to show you what's going on here. You're going to be right in God. That's right. That's the intimacy he wants. He don't want no in-between stuff. You go asking this preacher for advice, that one, or this pope, or you got to get your blessings from a pope. No. He have already blessed us. You already blessed. See, you know, I'm learning more about the Bible every day. We just got to stay in it and allow it to develop in our life. Just allow it to develop. When the Bible says he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastor teacher, these were gifts. One position, because he's the head of the church. Just got a thought. All these gifts is for the perfecting of the saints. It's for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Working what ministry? Christ's ministry. Yeah. Everybody wants to say they have a ministry. You got to make up your mind. You're going to either be with Christ's ministry or you're going to be Creflo ministry, or this doctor ministry, or Pamela ministry, or are you going to be in the ministry of Christ? Because that's what we need to be until we all come into the unity of faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, and until the measure of the stature and fullness of Christ. That's what we're shooting for. You ain't going to get that by going no church. You'll never get it like that. You'll never get what God promised you. He promised us to come into that unity of faith. And when we do, come into that knowledge of who the Son of God is, then he says, you're going to be a perfect man. And you're going to come to the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How you gonna do that? We playing with the blood of a bull or a calf. It ain't gonna happen. Only way it's gonna happen is you be part of Christ's ministry. And it's easy to say, oh, I'm part of Christ's ministry. But are you? Are you? And if you are, what are you standing on? Well, I hope you're standing on the same scripture I'm standing on, which happened to be in Hebrews 9, Hebrews 8. We're gonna go to Ephesians 4. I want to say that's the 20th verse. We talked a little bit about it. It says, but ye have not so learned Christ. Why they hadn't learned Christ? Because they was operating in the flesh. And they need to operate in the spirit. He said, if so be that ye have heard him and been taught by him, and as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. God wants us to pull off that old man. Totally. Period. Conversation-wise. Take it off. And know the truth that is in Christ. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, corrupt according to the deceitful lust. See, that's going to church. I know you Some of you may not see that, but that was the old man. That's what he did. You didn't even have to be saved to go to church. You know that one, right? There's a lot of people go to church. They don't even profess to be saved. But the devil done tricked them and tell them that's where you're going to get saved, which would be a lie. That's not scripture, because the Bible tells us in Matthew 28, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. He never told the world to come to the church. So let's get it right, brothers and sisters. Put away lying speaking, every man the truth with his neighbor. And matter of fact, we need to honor one another, not lie to one another. Not try to think of religion, religious words. You know, people, they got a bunch of religious words for whatever. Put away being anger. Put away from it. Because being anger is enough to make you want to sin. Because something made you anger. And that meant it's embedded in you. You had to get that out of you. Why? Because God is getting us eternally ready. I preached a message one time about getting eternally ready. One of the things you have to do is, if the Bible says you've been crucified, then make sure you've been crucified. If you've been risen with him, make sure you've been risen with him. And you can boldly say, hey, I've been risen with Christ. I know that because my spirit died and my spirit came alive. And I was no longer practicing the old things, but I began to practice the new things. Well, we're going to leave it there for today. As much as I want to talk about abolishing, we'll leave it there for today. Anyone have any comments? Anything you'd like to share? Anyone? Okay. Well, if not, we're going to see you on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.